From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. The Veterans Affairs healthcare system in Maine says none of its employees are being removed. As Patty White explains, it's a response to reports that tens of thousands of positions will be eliminated across the U.S.
The Washington Post first reported the plan to cut 35,000 mostly vacant healthcare positions at the VA nationwide. A spokesperson for VA Maine says it will continue to fill vacancies as needed at its medical facilities, and no services are being reduced or removed. But Maine Independent Senator Angus King accused the Trump administration of cutting back rather than stepping up for veterans. In a written statement, King said, quote, "An unfilled job is not an unnecessary job, especially when the VA Inspector General's office found a severe nationwide staff shortage earlier this year." For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
The Maine Legislature's Government Oversight Committee is weighing a probe into how interpreters help non-citizens obtain their driver's licenses. Some lawmakers are calling for an investigation after two people were recently killed in separate incidents in Lewiston and New Gloucester. Steve Missler has more.
According to the Secretary of State's office, both of the fatalities involved drivers who were legally present in the U.S. when their license or driver's permit was issued. One of the drivers had his license for more than 6 years at the time of the crash, and the other had his permit for about a week. While a pair of Republican lawmakers had originally questioned whether the drivers had improperly obtained driving credentials, officials from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles provided the committee a timeline showing both were legally present and verified with the federal verification system. But Wednesday's hearing drew additional questions about allegations that interpreters are helping non-English-speaking applicants pass their written exams. Several Democrats on the committee worry the inquiry is influenced by politically inflamed suspicions about non-white immigrants. But others said the oversight panel should make sure there's no cheating and accountability for interpreters. The committee requested more information from the BMV and is expected to revisit the matter at a later meeting. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The Portland School Board voted Tuesday night to hire an outside firm to investigate the district's equity policies. The vote comes a few weeks after a meeting where staff and parents said the district was undermining equity policies, mistreating educators of color, and failing to adequately protect immigrant students. Board member Ali Ali says it's an important first step.
This just reassures everybody that this is the beginning of a resolution, and this is nowhere close to the solution.
Board Chair Sarah Lentz says she'll begin the process of forming a committee to select an outside firm this week. The board also directed the superintendent to take a number of other steps to support equity, including strengthening instruction for multilingual learners and offering staff training to recognize bias and discrimination. The Lewiston City Council unanimously turned down a proposal to build an artificial intelligence data center in the historic Bates Mill complex. Residents filled the council chamber Tuesday night and submitted more than 100 emails raising concerns over the environmental and economic impact of the plan. Data centers generate computing powers for products like ChatGPT, but require large amounts of electricity. Hunter Bouchard is a sophomore at Lewiston High School. He said his generation doesn't want to see AI impact their future employment opportunities.
Over the past few days, I've talked to as many of my classmates as possible, all of which have been against this proposal. I want to remind you who they are. These are not just high school students. They're the next generation. They are the ones affected by this change 10 and 20 years down the line.
Council members said there should have been a more lengthy public input process and transparency from the developer, a company called Mill Compute, LLC. The city administrator said similar proposals will require more scrutiny and input in the future. The University of Maine at Presque Isle announced Tuesday that it has received a $2 million gift, the largest single donation in its history. It comes from the estate of Donald Zillman, Umpy's 10th president, and his wife Linda. Umpy president Ray Rice says because the gift is unrestricted, the university is discussing a variety of options on how to use it.
So one of the things we want to do immediately is do something in regards to a remembrance for them, because they're so important to this campus and the sense of the community here in Arista County.
Rice says the community will spend the next year deciding how best to use the rest of the money. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.